Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef, it's what's for dinner.
Justin, how did our futures markets do today?
Well, grain futures were generally strong into the close today. We saw a rally here as a whole with support from the outside markets. The U.S. dollar was down about 27, and so as a general rule, the dollar goes down, commodities go up, and we think that that helped us out a little bit. The Midwest also was dry today, and then the midday forecast for the next 10 days or so removed some of the rain that we were expecting, so that also increased the price just a touch. There really is no really threat to the crop, but lack of rain is considered that. There's some talk that these below normal temperatures that we've been having could reduce the yield almost as much as the long term above normal temps, which we sometimes see, but that's yet to be seen. Corn closed positive up 1 to 3 cents. There's lack of news to drive the market either way, and that kept us pretty quiet. The ethanol stocks report showed that ethanol production was down from last week at about 5.824 million barrels, but we were higher than last year. Stocks decreased to about 16.5 million barrels. That's down about 800,000 on the week. And funds were in here buying the grains. Tomorrow morning we have an export sales report. We're expecting for corn about 450 to 700,000, wheat 500 to 700, and beans about 500 to 700.
We'll have more from Justin Lewis right after this.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, what news were the traders looking at today?
This morning, the USDA also confirmed 120,000 metric tons of soybeans sold to an unknown destination for the 13-14 crop year. And so that provided a little bit of support. And we were stronger here because of that than the soybeans. Just a touch, we were up about 1 to 3 cents in the new crop, but the August soybeans are up 24 at 1374. Today's the first notice day for the August contracts, and overnight there were no deliveries. You know, in July we only had 81, so there's some talk that that the price is too low to entice those deliveries, and that could drive the price up, and that's what we saw today. The November contract traded the lowest we've seen since May overnight. They traded down to 11.94 and a quarter, but closed above $12 at 12.06. The $12 number has kind of been a psychological support level, and so as long as we close above there, a lot of people will be buyers. Wheat futures were stronger here across all three exchanges. We had Chicago wheat up about 9 to 10 cents, and the same for Kansas City. The December Kansas City closed about 7.17, a $7 level that we've been trading at held, and looks like we could go up about another 10 cents.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Recapping a few of our numbers from this afternoon, August live cattle were down 20 cents at 121.45. The October contract off 17 at 125.47. August feeders were up 17 cents on the day at 153.42. And the September feeders were up 37 cents at 156.97. August lean hogs today gained 70 cents to close at 97.57. In the grains, Kansas City September wheat was up 10.5 cents at 706 and 3 quarters. July contract up 6.5 at 714 and 3 quarters. Chicago September corn up 3.5 cents at 4.97. $4.99. The December contract up 1.5 cents at $4.79 even. August soybeans up 24 cents at $13.74, and the November contract up 3.25 cents at $12.06¼. That's your market wrap up. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.